Hello everyone, my name is B and welcome back to another episode of This Week with B. This week I am joined by my boys, my favorite boys. I'm Robin Webby. Hello.
Hello.
You want to introduce yourself and tell them what you do?
My name is Robin. I do nothing.
You do? You stream on Twitch.
I know.
And cook food for you and Webby.
I do. I keep Webby from starving to death.
This is true. It's an important job. And then you inform other people of when Webby is napping so that they don't message him and wait until he replies.
Is that why no one wakes me up when I take naps now?
Perhaps.
My phone constantly used to buzz and now it just like goes dead silent when I lay down.
Well, I asked Rob when he wanted to record and he was like, well, Webby's just gone for a nap. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll leave him alone then. Webby, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Webby. Everyone will know I am the Shake the Bitties person on Beast Streams.
Yeah, the one who always comes in and plays that Shake the Bitties song. You're the only person that ever uses it, so we always know it's you.
Yeah, I figured no one else uses it.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that kids tend to look at and be like, ah, this is perfect. So do you guys want to tell people where they can find you in case they want to?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Confessor_X, and you can watch me on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX. I have a lot of different hats that I wear.
Yeah, he does. And some of them are really creepy looking. And Webby?
I have a Twitch. It's DM Webby. I've actually just started considering streaming, but I have some ideas and I think they're dumb, which is what stops me from actually doing it.
Well, I am the queen of dumb ideas on streams, so hit me up and we'll talk about them.
Other than that, I have a podcast called Simply Unprofessional.
I was just on it.
Yep. Sadly, I was not.
You were gone. It's true. He has a podcast. I was on it. He was not.
Yeah.
But Rob was and Anthony was. And it was a good episode. Yep. So if you want to go and watch it, definitely do. Especially if you want to go fact check all of our history, John. if you want to go listen to that, definitely do. It's also on YouTube if you want to find it there in case you don't have other things. But then again, I don't post my podcast on YouTube. It's only on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So therefore, if you're listening now, you do have them, so it's fine. Is your podcast on everything as well? Like on all the things?
Yeah, I believe so. I upload to Podbean, but I'm pretty sure we're on all of the different podcast things. So
yeah. All right. So, welcome on in to my podcast. Rob has been on it before. Webby has not. So hello, welcome to This Week with B. It's literally just a weekly thing where we just babble about crap, which I think is kind of the same vibe as Simply Unprofessional.
Yeah, we usually choose a topic a day or a day or two in advance, and then we'll go into it just kind of talking about whatever we want regarding that topic. Yeah. And we always get sidetracked onto other tangents. And
to be honest, my topic that I was going to talk to you guys about was going to be Overwatch 2, but now I am really interested in the conversation we were having right before we started recording, and I kind of want to continue it. So, because basically, for anyone listening, I was just schooling both of them on why everything they say is wrong because they're Americans and they're dumb. If you're an American listening, I'm sorry. I know 60% of you guys that watch my videos are Americans. But you are dumb. I'm sorry, but it's just true. There's nothing I could do about it. Unfortunately, you live in that country and you were born there and it's not my fault, but this is your life. Sorry. So we were talking specifically about British and American spellings, and I'm actually curious because I think Rob might know, but I don't think Webby knows quite how much we spell differently. But not only what we spell differently, but also how we say things differently. And I'm going to put something on the table here. I'm going to bring something up to you guys. Because this in particular is something that has bothered me to no end for years. Something that my American friends always say to me, and then myself and all my other British friends agree, is incredibly rude. But Americans don't think it's rude at all. They think it's totally normal. So let me explain this to you. Basically, when you ask somebody if you want to do something together or make plans, or if you want to, I don't know, maybe you want to organize a movie to watch, and you're like, so what do you want? And the person says, I don't care. Or do you want to go for a walk? And they go, I don't care. Or which movie do you want to watch? I don't care. Which thing do you want to eat for dinner? I don't care. Okay. I'm assuming you two are very confused.
No.
As to why. No, you're not. You're not confused. You understand what I'm about to say?
Rob replies with that almost. That's his go-to reply anytime I ask him a question, pretty much.
Yeah. Right, listen.
Saying
you don't care to British people is incredibly rude. Because what you're telling us is that you're not really that interested, and so we probably shouldn't bother with you anyway. That's kind of what we get from that. And we think it's incredibly rude. What we say is, I don't mind. We always say, I don't mind, which we do. I don't mind, it's fine, or I'm not really bothered. You know, something that shows you're not really that bothered, which one you do, without making it sound like you're just not interested at all. You know? But Americans tend to go with the I don't care. And it has been something that has irritated me for about 4 or 5 years because my friends always do it. And so often I'll say to them, like, you want to watch a movie? And they'll be like, yeah, let's watch a movie. And I'll be like, what do you want to watch? And they'll go, I don't care. And I'm like, fine. And then we don't watch a movie. Because it sounds like they're dismissing you.
All right, let me ask you a question, B.
I don't care.
Well, jeez.
Is it not rude?
Well, after what you said.
Yeah. All right. So say we're neighbors, right? We live close enough where we can hang out every day. And you come to me and you're like, hey, do you want to go out to lunch? And I'm just like, sure. And you ask what I feel like having for lunch.
Yeah.
Would you rather me as the big dumb American say, I don't care? Or my answer 99% of the time be pizza?
Pizza, because at least then you're showing an interest in going for lunch with me.
But I already did show an interest by saying, yes, I want to go to lunch. But, it's just a matter of I don't care what we have for lunch.
But when you say, yes, let's do it. You could be just saying yes because you feel bad and feel like you need to, otherwise I'm going to be upset. But then as soon as I try to inquire further, you then tell me you don't care.
No, I mean, that's just a cultural difference thing.
Oh, it's huge. It's definitely a 100% a cultural difference thing. It's a British versus an American thing heavily, because that would not happen here. It wouldn't fly, because like if my mom said to me, you want to go shopping together? And I was like, yeah, okay. And she was like, where do you want to go first? And I was like, I don't care. To be like... Right, well, you don't have to go, you know, just because I asked, you don't have to. You can say no if you're not interested.
Like, she would immediately think I'm not interested.
Yeah, we'd say, I don't mind. Where do you want to go first? We'd say something like that.
Okay.
You just have to be like, okay, well, when Americans say, I don't care, they mean, I don't mind.
Yeah, except for the problem is, what about when they don't? What about when they mean, I don't care?
I mean, nobody would say, I don't care.
I have had people who've not cared because they're mean and said I don't care and genuinely meant that they don't care.
Yeah, but normally that would be the first, you'd say that during the first part where you're like, do you want to go shopping? And they're like, I don't care. You wouldn't say yes and then be like, where do you want to go? I don't care.
I love these conversations, by the way, especially with people like John, because people get really, really like stressed. John especially, he gets really stressed because I hear how he pronounces the word pronunciate. Because he says pronunciate. It's not pronunciate. It's pronunciate. Say it. You say it. How you say it.
Pronunciate.
Okay, Webby?
I agree. It's pronunciate unless you're trying to say pronounce.
Exactly. And he goes, well, you start with pronounce and then you just add it to the end. And I'm like, okay, so then that logic, announce, should be enunciate instead of enunciate. Should it not? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's very frustrating to me, and I get really annoyed about these things needlessly, because they don't really affect my life in any way. But I have to say, some of the things that I've read, there's like obvious ones that are like small changes that don't really matter. Like, you spell anemia without the extra A, we spell it A-N-A-E-M-I-A, you know, things like that. Or like, what's cesium? I'm guessing it's an element. You spell it without the A again, so we spell it C-A-E-S-I-U-M, you know. You just take a lot of letters out of stuff. Make things complicated, which is interesting because in other things you add letters in because you're kind of a bit weird like that, aren't you? You just sort of like have to make things your own. I think that what I've learned the most through the years of being interested in what you guys spell different is that you just kind of like to be special snowflakes in the whole world of English, don't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Because I don't know if you know this already, but Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia, we all, and New Zealand, we all spell it the same way. You're the only ones that change it. You're the only ones that said, that's stupid, let's change it. Out of all these countries that took on our languages, America was like, nah, it's weird. Let's not do that.
Well, I guess. I mean, we did, you know, found this country escaping England and not wanting anything else to do with England. So I get wanting to change, you know.
Here's the thing, right?
The English ways, I guess.
American English, as Rob mentioned earlier, it's very heavily context clues. You have to like really listen for context clues because you don't have different words for things that mean different things. So, for example, what was the one I gave you earlier on, the example that I gave? Practice. Like, we spell it with an S or a C, depending on what it is, whether it's a dental practice or a doctor's practice, or whether it's you physically actually practicing something. Whereas, for you, I couldn't say, like, a sentence without context clues with those words in, because you wouldn't know which one I'm talking about unless I actually gave you the context, right? Now, when it comes to practice and practice, fair enough, you're probably not going to not have context in the sentence, but there are other things where you might. For example, how do you spell program for a computer? Program.
Program.
Yeah. How do you spell it for a TV? A TV
Same
program.
Way.
How Same do you spell way. It for a concert program? Like when you get given a leaflet, that's a program that explains how it's going to be.
Same way.
MME.
No, that's British. Only we do that. You don't do that. Webby, by the way, fun fact for anybody listening, Webby sometimes spells stuff British without realizing that he is.
Yes.
Yeah. So a computer program is program, but programs on TV or programs where it's like a listing of things that are going to be happening is programme. And we spell it slightly different so that we know the difference without having to give context clues. This is not the only example, by the way. There are a lot of examples of you changing things, making them the same word for birth, and then just sort of being like, figure it out.
Well, I mean, we also do things with words that are pronounced different and spelled exactly the same, like live and live, wind and wind.
Well, we all do that, though, right?
Well, so I mean, it's the same sort of thing, though.
Well, I guess it's still complex,
but it's slightly different.
But, like, okay, so, like, what about the word bat? If I just said bat, I mean, that's spelled the same way no matter how you use it, no matter how you're contextually meaning it, whether it's being the animal or, you know, a baseball bat. So, like,
Webby, you're putting holes in my argument and I want to win. Okay.
Okay.
The whole point is not the fact that it doesn't, that logically speaking, it doesn't matter. The point is that I'm British, so that means I'm more important.
Oh. Well, I mean, hey, look at me. I spell things sometimes a British way and I don't even realize it.
How do you spell tire?
Tire, like on a car?
Yeah.
T-I-R-E.
How do you spell it when you're tired? Like to say
T-I-R-E-D.
Okay, how do you spell it I meant like tire in that context. So like you tire of someone.
T-I-R-E.
I mean, we don't use that a lot. We usually use, say, getting tired.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's more profound, isn't it, to say I'm tiring of you or I tire of you. But my point is anyways, tire, when you're tired, is T-R-R-E, right? T-I-R-E. But tire for a car is T-Y-R-E in British English.
For a car?
Yeah, T-Y-R-E. So that we know that when you spell it like that, it means car tire. T-Y-R-E. Tire. Huh.
That's very 16th century British of you.
Another one that I always think is a bit of a strange one, and I think you did this one because of the way it sounds, is gray. The color gray, you spell it with an A.
Oh, I spell that both ways.
Right,
well,
you're not meant to. You're not meant to. Because Americans spell it with an A. And English people spell it with an E, gray. And I think that's mainly probably because of your accents and the way you say gray.
Gray?
Gray, exactly. You say it like me because I'm northern, like I'm from Yorkshire, so I say gray. But most British people say gray. Gray sounds a lot more like it's got an E in it, doesn't it? Than gray. So, like, I can kind of see it.
To me.
I can tell the difference.
Another example is theatre and centre. You spell it T-H-E-A-T-E-R. Centre is C-E-N-T-E-R. But we spell the R and the E the other way around. So C-E-N-T-R-E. and theatre is T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So we swap them around. There's a lot of, like, strange ones. I can understand. I say I can understand, but then again, it's just kind of you oversimplifying things. But I can understand things like with spellings, like colour and honour and favour, where you just took the U out because you're like, it's a bit useless, we don't need it. Fair enough. Or like on estrogen, you've took the O off the beginning because, again, you don't hear it, it's silent, don't necessarily need it, you know? The ones I don't understand are the oversimplification of things that don't need oversimplifying. And my example of this is, when you ride a horse, what is that called? Well, if you take the classes for it or you're learning to do it, what's it called? What is the action called?
Riding?
Say it again.
Horse riding?
Yeah, horse riding. Okay. So you use the internet a lot, which is most likely why you say that. But most Americans, this might be a difference between your states. Webby, you say it.
You want me to just say horse riding?
Is that how you normally say it?
Well, see, that's the thing, is it's when you're learning anything about horses, there's different terms for stuff, is the thing.
Okay, well, like,
my mom's big into horses. I never was, so I don't know all the terminology, but there's a difference between whether you're showing a horse and, you know, cantering around a ring, or whether or not you're going through the jumps.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're getting very deep into this. All I was trying to get you to say was horseback riding, because Americans often say horseback riding.
Oh, no, that's what I would say. Like, if you're just going to go hop on a horse and go trail riding or something, it would be horseback riding.
Right. So Rob says horse riding, I guess. But most Americans say horseback riding. Now, we've got to remember here that this is usually pre-internet. The internet does obviously morph things. You guys will say things and spell things sometimes that are more British. We sometimes use American ones without realizing, because we're exposed to each other on the internet all the time now. You know, whereas before we went, and so our languages were much more separated. Like nowadays, kids grow up in school. I remember when I was a teacher, it used to annoy us so much. Kids would come to school and say things and spell things American. They'd be like 20 instead of 20. Like they'd say like the numbers wrong because they'd be watching YouTube videos at home on how to count and they'd be made by Americans. You know what I mean? But when I was a kid, that didn't happen. We didn't have exposure to American stuff all the time. So it was, other than maybe Disney Channel. So it was hard to accidentally say things the American way, right? Whereas nowadays, it's much more mixed. So maybe some of you won't say it, but most Americans will say horseback riding. Which is so strange to us, because we only say horse riding. Where else are you riding the horse so that you need to specify that it's horseback riding? Like, was there a period of time in America where you were like holding onto its tail and letting it drag you along before you realized maybe we should specify to people that you're supposed to ride it on the back? Like, I don't understand the oversimplification of that. Another one, and this one again is another one of those examples where not all Americans do it, but a lot of them do, eyeglasses. Why eyeglasses? Why can't you just say glasses?
I just say glasses, yeah.
But I'm sure you've met someone who says eyeglasses at some point. And it's very odd. Because where else are you wearing your glasses that you needed to be told, oh, no, they're supposed to go on your eyes? Like, did you go to the doctors and you were, like, putting them on your shoulder and going, I can't see any better? And then, like, the doctor was like, oh, the optometrist was like, no, they go on your eyes. And then they're like, well, why don't you just call them eyeglasses then? And then you were like, yeah, we should do that.
I will say, okay, kind of leading into this dumb American thing, if doctors didn't say, hey, you know, here's your new prescription eyeglasses or something, there might be people out there just dumb enough to ask where you're supposed to put these.
Well, no, I know the reason for this one, actually. It's because we call, like, cups, if they're made of glass, we also call them glasses. So if we call them glasses. Where are my glasses? People would be like, oh, well, are they talking about their eyeglasses? Or
I think
their
this is
glasses?
One of those like huge context clues kind of things, right? Who says that? Who goes, where are my glasses? If you're in the kitchen looking through cupboards, then I guess. But like, in other way, any other time that someone says, where are my glasses? They're surely talking about their glasses for their face.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, but I'm just saying that could be why differentiation.
I am enjoying the thought of what Webby just said, of somebody actually being like, you know, going to the doctors and being like, where do I put these? And having no idea
where
to put them.
I mean, I gotta say, the only reason I say that is because, like, I've read some really absurd warning labels, and it really makes you wonder, it's like, what kind of idiot did this that it deemed a warning label?
Like when they say not to, like, eat Tide Pods, for example, you mean? And they have to, like,
or don't use the toaster in the bathtub. It's like, yeah, okay.
Who's doing that? Yeah, right. You read it, don't you? And you're like, why did somebody do that? One thing that I think should have labels is not to put spoons in the microwave. Because I didn't know that. And I don't know why I didn't know that, because that's really stupid of me. My family still bully me to this day about the fact that I accidentally put a spoon in the microwave.
No, you're just not supposed to put anything metal in the microwave.
No, obviously not. But I didn't, for some reason, it didn't click in my head, and I was warming up soup, so I just put it back in with a spoon in it. And my mom saw the spoon and was like, "What are you doing?" Because, like, obviously it'll explode.
If you had a wooden spoon, you wouldn't have that problem.
Do you have a wooden spoon?
No.
Well, you see, now, you can't tell me to get a wooden spoon if you don't have a wooden spoon.
All right, I'll go make a wooden spoon.
How many knives and forks do you guys have in your jaws? Random question.
A lot.
Yeah, quite a few.
Like, enough that you could have, like, several guests and still have enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My family have, like, exactly 6 forks and exactly 6 knives, and there's 6 of us.
So if I ever come to dinner at your house, I should bring my own silverware.
Yes, probably. It's not even on purpose, though. What happened was, is we used to have loads, but like when we go for like I used to take lunch to work, or when my dad takes his lunch for work or something, they take a fork with them. We'd like leave it by accident in the work dishwasher, or just forget about it or something. And then obviously we'd then come home and my mom would be like, I'm missing like 6 forks. And then she just stopped buying them eventually because she got sick of us leaving them places. She just stopped buying them. So we've got like designated forks now, so that if one goes missing, we know who it was. Like, that's how sad my family has become because of the fork epidemic that we had a few years ago. This was the great epidemic before COVID for my family. You see, this was like what was happening in my family. It was more important at the time than COVID. It was that the missing forks. Now, an interesting one that I want to bring up. Stupid question, but why did you have to change the name of Pavement? What was happening? What was going on in your country that you had to name it Sidewalk? What was people doing just seeing it and not using it? Were they just like...
Well, we use Pavement for other things than just the...
Well, that's, why not just Path then? We call it either Pavement or Path.
Well, Pavement here is more so, I think, like... I can't even say it's the material that's used because it's not, but
like people used to say like hit the pavement, which meant like hit the roof, basically.
Right. So yeah. Here, I remember as a kid, like I'd walk on the road for a moment and my nana would be like, "Hey, walk on the pavement, please." Like she'd say like, "Can you walk on the pavement, please?" Which we know means on the path. Roads are made of tarmac, right? Well, they're not. They're made of like something else now. God knows what. But the roads here are not made of whatever pavement is that you're referring to it as. The pavement is always like the concrete sidewalks to us or whatever like that is made of on the sides of the roads, but pavement or path, yeah, always what we call it. I just thought it was really interesting because you could have called it the walk or anything. You could have given it literally any name, but you had to go with sidewalk. Like, were people just walking in the middle of the roads and you were like, we really need to specify that that bit there is where this person is walking on the side, you know, sidewalk. That's the whole point, you know?
Yeah, but I mean... I guess maybe in cities. Well, I mean, I honestly don't have an answer for that one.
I just often think that it's funny because I just think you guys just, in my opinion, just really oversimplify stuff. I just find it really interesting. What do you call like the emergency place that you go to in a hospital if like you've been hurt?
The emergency
ER.
The ER, the emergency room. Okay, we call it A&E, which means accident and emergency. Like, there's just like really silly things for the most part. They're not like big deals, but I just think it's funny. I love listening to the fact that you call trainers sneakers. You call a zip a zipper instead of just a zip. A drugstore to you, chemist to us, we call it a chemist. A pharmacy is
a pharmacy.
But we call it a chemist, a pharmacy, yeah. Instead of a pharmacy, we call it a chemist. I don't know why. Aubergine. This is such a weird one, but like, do you know what you call an aubergine?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
You call it an eggplant.
Oh.
It's okay. But we call it an aubergine. You said it kind of looks like an egg. Does it? Does it look like an egg? I don't think it does. I don't think it looks like an egg. But you know, whatever floats your boat. One of my favorite ones is the way you change boogie to bugger, which is a swear word. Well, not a swear word, but it's like a slightly inappropriate word here. I also find it funny how... Can you spell... Right, so you know if your room's got a draft, got like a cold breeze, how do you spell it?
How do you spell breeze?
D-R-A-F-T?
No, draft. Like you've got a draft in your house, like a breeze.
Yeah, D-R-A-F-T?
Yeah, it's D-R-A-U-G-H-T. draft, because there
it sounds like drought.
A draft, the way you spelled it, is like when you write a draft for something beforehand. And the only other one that I could find before I talked about this was boiler suit, which you call coveralls. I'm guessing that's like workmen and stuff, right?
Yeah, like mechanics and
I wear. Like that.
We call them overalls, really.
Well, I
there's a difference between coveralls and overalls.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, coveralls are literally to cover everything so that you don't like, spill stuff on it. Like, so they have
coveralls are like overall. It's like a giant onesie. Overalls only come up mainly to like your torso, and then they have like these straps that go over your shoulders.
Yeah, that go over your shoulders. Yeah. Well, we call those dungarees, by the way. We don't say overalls in the UK. We call it dungarees.
I grew up, my dad used to call just his jeans, just normal pants, dungarees.
Right, that's weird. Dungarees are overalls to us. And then you guys have overall dresses, which apparently officially are called jumpers in America. But we call them pinafores. And a jumper is a sweater to us. So, like... Huh. Things get very complicated. Anyway, we just spent 26 minutes talking about how America's dumb, so that was fun. I have to say that you are all very unique. So on the topic of America being dumb, can you explain to me, a British person who's never had anybody explain this to her, nor have I ever Googled it, can you please explain to me what Thanksgiving actually is?
This is a trap.
Why?
Because a lot of people might get really upset with why Americans celebrate Thanksgiving.
Why?
I have quite a few friends who are Native American, and they despise that holiday and how it's become. So,
yeah, but. I mean. Basically, I mean, from what it was, now it's just become a day to gather with your family and eat a gigantic meal and just spend time with each other.
So what's Friendsgiving? Because I see people calling it Friendsgiving.
That's weird, because Thanksgiving you're supposed to spend with your family. So Friendsgiving is to do it with your friends on a different day other than Thanksgiving, usually.
Right.
And then there's Loansgiving, which is me this year.
I told you could come.
I'm not coming. You're crazy, family.
I know, but you could come. You
no, then Matilda would be all alone.
She'll be fine.
That is such a I'm using an excuse to get away with it. Because you definitely should go. You'd have such a good time.
Rob doesn't like going to see his family. I'm not going to go.
Why?
I don't like people.
Maybe Rob would benefit from your presence. It might make him find it more bearable.
No, he'll just make me drive.
What?
You see that?
What? No.
Yeah.
Well, you can drive there and you can drive back.
I'm not gonna.
I would only make you drive one way. I would drive you.
I'll hang out with Matilda by myself on Thanksgiving.
I am curious what the actual story of Thanksgiving is.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Pilgrims and the Native Americans got together,
pilgrims?
Broke bread.
What does that mean?
Well, that's what they were called when...
Yeah, they came from Britain. And they came over...
Britain, did they? It wasn't British, was it? I thought they were from Spain.
No, the pilgrims were
Columbus
from Britain.
Stuff.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Do I? I'm not American.
Columbus is completely different from the pilgrims.
Okay, right. Who came first?
Let me check. Now I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they were English.
The chicken came first.
Ha ha ha. You're so funny. Did the pilgrims come first, or did Christopher Columbus and his crazies come first?
They sailed from England on the Mayflower in September 1620. But when they arrived, they were having difficulties. Because they were basically on their own, like they didn't have support. So the Native Americans basically came and were like, here, we can save you and help you.
Yeah, and then they showed us how to grow corn and all sorts of stuff.
Now, am I correct in thinking that right after showing you how to grow everything, you slaughtered them all?
Pretty much.
Right. Why?
I
Technically, it was you that slaughtered them all since they were English.
Well, they became American, didn't they? So technically, it's got nothing to do with me. Don't drag me into it. We left and moved into America. I stayed here. Okay, so really, you're all lunatics. In all seriousness, though, is there actually a historical reason of why they decided to kill everybody instead of, you know, living with them in peace?
They just wanted more land, I guess.
Yeah. Greed.
More power. Land. America's huge.
Yeah.
How could you possibly need more? There's too many of you as it is. The world's inundated with Americans. They're everywhere, with festering.
That wasn't the case back then, B.
We can't get rid of it. You know, in my tiny little village, I live in a tiny, tiny, tiny little village in the middle of nowhere in England. Like, I mean, so small. If I showed you guys where it is, you'd laugh because, like, it's like, well, I guess it'd be comparable to the American version of rural, where you guys are just sort of like in the middle of nowhere. I have a friend, for example, who lives in Georgia, and she lives down this road that you have to drive down for like an hour, and it's empty. There's no other buildings down it. Just an hour-long drive down a road, and eventually your house is at the end. Like, she doesn't even have a telephone line or internet or anything. She has to, like, they have, like, the most basic phone signal ever, just enough to carry, like, a slow internet connection, right? Because it's so far down this road in the middle of nowhere. Like, that obviously is more rural than you'll ever get in the UK, but, like, I guess mine is the UK equivalent to that, right? I am in the middle of nowhere, right? I gotta drive for an hour to go grocery shopping, you know? So you can get the idea of where I am. Now, keeping that in mind and how few people live here, I found it quite surprising the other last year when I found out that there's an American couple living in our village that moved here. Of all places they could have lived in the UK, the middle of nowhere next to all the farms where it stinks. I don't know why, but I just thought I'd share that with you. They're from North Carolina, whatever that means. I'm assuming.
We have farmlands and stuff here too, I'm sure.
People... I know, but why here? They're not farmers. Why would you? I just don't understand why here. I'd, out of all the places they could have gone, they was like, let's move to Britain. Into, let's close our eyes and put a pin on the map. Oh, we nearly went in the ocean. Move it left a bit. Up, oh, there we go. Like, just on the middle of like nowhere. I don't know. It's just thought, I just thought I'd share it with you. That is just a random thing that I was thinking about, the fact that they came all the way out here for seemingly no reason. And I was thinking to myself, if those Americans can move here, then so can you too.
Well,
true.
So in the next episode of the podcast, we will be talking about Rob and Webby while they're in the UK, because they're moving here and I've decided for them. And then you have an excuse not to go to Thanksgiving because it's too far to fly.
True.
Well, I guess actually your family would be like, it's the one time a year that you fly home, and then you'd have to do it.
No, he'd have to do it again for Christmas.
I was going
to
say they'd pick Christmas over Thanksgiving, probably, but...
Webby's going to do both.
We're going to have to drag Webby to your family's house for Christmas if he doesn't go on Thanksgiving.
I definitely won't go on Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to drag Christmas. You by your ear, Webby.
I'm certainly not going to go driving out in snow for it.
You need to spend Christmas with me. I'll make you like Christmas again.
Okay. Christmas. Listen, I have reasons why I don't
I know you
care
told me
for
last
Christmas
year.
Personally, but like I'm not as much of a Grinch this year. Rob got Christmas stuff he's going to be putting up in his room. And
you're never going to see it unless you go in his room.
I go in his room all the time.
He does.
Well, that it might as well leak out.
Yeah, and he put out Halloween decorations in some of the windows throughout the house, and I didn't, yeah. You know,
you don't mind Halloween, though, do you?
I don't really care for any holiday.
Well, if it helps in any way, up until this year, I think Rob might remember last year because obviously I probably told you, but I hated Christmas. I absolutely hated all holidays, and. But this year I sort of decided, I did put a tree and stuff up, but I still hated it. But this year I decided I'm reclaiming it for myself, because the problem was previous holidays, you know, growing up, you get forced to go see family you don't like. You get forced to see people that you aren't interested in. You get given gifts that are like just complete crap. And a lot of them, for me, like I was, when my, a lot of my family that I don't talk to very often would like come out of the woodwork to give me like boys gifts on Christmas. Like even now as a 23-year-old, I'm like, are you like sometimes one of my grandmas, well, not only my grandma, but like I haven't spoken to her. I only speak to her at Christmas, but she'd give me like deodorant sets, you know, like sets with like shower like creams and deodorants and stuff for men. And it's like, it's almost like she's like trying to send a message, you know, that she's not like supportive of my identity. Anyways, so, you know, Christmas is just usually filled with crap like that, like family being annoying, arguing and stuff, and having to do things you don't want to do. And so I decided this year I'm doing Christmas how I want to do it, and I'm reclaiming it, and I'm going to enjoy it this year instead of everybody else trying to force me to do it the way they want. I'm doing it my way. So.
Oh, Grandma, you got me a slap in the face for Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So I am actually, that's literally how it feels though, right? When you open it. And anyways, yeah, so I am literally going to be the bee that stole Christmas for herself this year. I am taking it my own way and doing it how I want, which is why I've already decorated at the beginning of November, because I don't care.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me. Now you do it too. Maybe next year. So, out of curiosity, what are you guys, what are your guys' main interests at the moment? Because a lot of my audience that are going to listen to this probably don't know a whole lot about you. So, share with us your main interests right now. What you guys been up to? What you been enjoying? You know,
Dungeons and Dragons.
D&D.
Well, you do D&D a lot, don't you? How many times a week do you do D&D?
Like maybe once, although technically we were scheduled for like four games a week.
Yeah, we're scheduled for like four games a week, but
you didn't do four games a week.
No, I mean, you know, people's lives come in, and sometimes you know, like if I'm running a game, if I wake up and I don't feel good, you know, I end up not running the game, which then I feel really bad about, and everyone yells at me and tells me not to. And
I think people probably understand.
There's like there's memes out there about scheduling D&D sessions, like how difficult it is, and it's true. Like it's very difficult.
Well, I mean the D&D sessions that we do usually have to be spaced really far apart, and there's always someone that has a problem with it. So yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, I just really don't want this to do. But when it's been planned for like 3 weeks and you've already agreed to it, you don't really get a choice, do you? That's why I hate planning things so far in advance though, because I usually wake up on the day and I don't want to do it.
Right.
What else do you guys do other than D&D? You play games? What games have you been playing at the moment?
I've been playing
video games.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you sit and play Monopoly unless you do.
Rob has a whole wall of board games.
Yeah, I do.
Do you but actually play ball games together often?
It's just the two of us.
Well, yeah. I mean, but when we have company, we play a lot.
Yeah.
I want to come play board games.
Well, door's open.
Red Dragon Inn is one we've been into lately. That
heck yeah, that's the best.
My only problem with traveling, mainly, is that whenever I want to travel, if I'm going to go far, like, you know, to America, then I'm going to want to be there for, like, at least a week or so. And my job is so demanding that I need to be able to record like all the time to send the videos to my editor. Luckily, I don't have to edit them myself, but I have to send them to my editor. And then when they send them back, I have to upload them. So it's like sometimes uploading them is not a problem. So what I do when I go for a weekend away, like I went to the Lake District with my mom recently, for example, which is like a district in the UK that's basically just one giant lake. I recorded before I left and then sent them to my editor, and then I took my laptop with me, and as my editor sent me them, I uploaded them while I was gone. So that's easy because I can upload them with my laptop as it happens. But because the way the game works is that the updates and news and stuff come out like... Oh, whoops. My cat just jumped off my desk. Because the updates come out periodically and not on set days or times of the week, it's impossible for me to record everything that far in advance for like, say, a week. So everywhere I go in my life, I need constant access to a computer to record. And not constant access, but you know what I mean? I need to be ready to jump on it if something comes out, or at least be able to record in the mornings to then send to my editor. So the problem is, it makes it really hard for me to go anywhere. So I just actually don't. I just don't go anywhere. I never leave, really. Now, I don't go anywhere for more than a day or two.
I have a question.
Yes.
How, for like your average video that you record,
yeah,
how long is your recording versus once it's edited down?
Recordings can be anywhere in the region of like 10 to 15 minutes, and then the edited version is usually anywhere from like 6 to 12.
Oh, so you don't record for very long either.
Yeah, I usually record 2 videos a day for my main channel. The roleplay ones on my other channel, those can be recorded in advance, and we upload every other day on that channel. Those are not news-based, so they can be uploaded whenever I want. I can record all those before I leave and go somewhere, and then the editor will edit them and pre-schedule them. It's just my main channel, which are all news content, so it has to be up to date, if that makes sense.
Now, can you record on your laptop?
I have a MacBook, so I don't know if you know much about Apple computers, but they're not really gaming machines, so yeah. I've never really tried to find out. The biggest problem with Macs is, and this might be a strange thing to understand if you've never used one. Have you both used a Mac before?
Once.
Okay, so Macs, because of the way that Apple's security works, Apple is a lot stricter than Microsoft when it comes to limitations and protecting user data. And so by default on a Mac, you can't record desktop audio. So if you stream or record a game, there'll be no sound from your friends or from the game. You can't capture the sounds. You can only capture your voice through the microphone, right? So you have to download a bunch of complicated plugins that let you record the desktop sounds and the other people's voices and stuff. And those plugins break anytime you do an update for the operating system, because you've got to then redo it all again, obviously, because they're a new version of the operating system. So it quickly becomes more annoying than it's worth. Now, gotcha. You might think, why don't you have a Windows computer, a laptop then? I only have a Windows gaming PC because I have to for my job. I prefer my Mac. And I use my Mac for editing like vlogs and stuff like that because I use Final Cut Pro, which is only available for Mac. Whereas my gaming videos, I edit with Adobe Premiere Pro, which is available for both. So therefore, I can have a Windows PC for like my gaming content. So I use a Mac for like all of my other stuff, but I use my Windows PC to do gaming, streaming, recording. You know, the things that I need that for, because a Mac can't do it. So the problem mainly is that I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to record. I can definitely edit. I can upload with it. I can do everything else with it. I don't know if I can record with it. I've never really tried. So for example, when I go, I'm planning to visit John next year. I believe I am going to, if I need to record anything, which I probably will, I believe I'm just going to use his computer, record it, and then send it to my editor. And then I'll use my laptop to upload it later, if that makes sense. Because it doesn't really take as long as it might sound to actually do it. It takes me every day for like those 2 videos. I make the thumbnails as well on Photoshop. So with the thumbnails and the recording together, I can easily do it within like with an hour, you know? If I'm away, obviously I'm not gonna be putting as much pizzazz and effort in as I normally would because I'm away, and that's the whole point of a vacation, right? Mm. But if I'm not working while I'm gone, then I would lose such a hefty chunk of money that month that I just can't do it. And that's why I don't go anywhere and don't go wherever, because unless I have a constant access to a computer, or not constant, but you know what I mean? That's the problem. I think I probably could record the normal videos on my laptop. The biggest fear comes from, and I think Rob knows this already because I told him before, I don't know whether if you know this or not, but the biggest problem comes from when an update comes out for the game. These are unscheduled. We don't know when they're coming. And when they come, I have to drop everything immediately to cover it, because that's where the biggest chunk of my revenue comes from. So I usually have to stream it for a couple of hours, and then I produce videos from the stream, if that makes sense. Like, I take little videos out of the stream to cover like each individual piece, but the actual stream itself covers everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
When an update comes out for the game, I essentially need to be able to literally get on immediately. So my life revolves around that game. Like, for example, if an update came out right now, I usually know when I'm safe. For example, the Halloween update came out at the beginning of October, and the next one will be the Christmas update. So I know I'm safe right now. There's no updates going to come out right now, right? I hope. But if it did, I'd have to drop everything and go, and then finish things later, because that's, like I said, where the biggest chunk of my income comes from, so I have to go and do it. Now, there's some small updates that I just have to record straight away, but then there's big updates that I have to stream straight away. So it can quickly get a little bit overwhelming, and so that's why I feel afraid of going places. There's usually set times that they update though throughout the year, so you could be like 80% safe, you know, but never 100%. And this is the problem, and this is why it freaks me out so much, and this is why I don't.
Well, if you ever come visit us, you can use my computer.
Well, I guess there's a solution. I have no excuse now.
Yep.
So I have to do it, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I really want to. I don't care about what time of year I come, although I would love to see, like, the fall leaves and stuff. But I am also a exploring type, so is there nice places to explore?
Define explore.
If I like anything interested that I'm interested in, and I'm interested in some really unique things, which I'll share in a minute, but I just like to just go out and see stuff. And because I've never been to America, pretty much everything interests me, down to even just how your roads are laid out. I know it sounds stupid, but I find like the road layouts interesting. I like looking at how you have your street signs. I find looking at your traffic lights interesting because like you guys do everything so differently. I think more than maybe you realize sometimes. So just everything excites me. I want to see what the restaurants are like. I want to go to a mall. I want to see what like, I don't know. I'd love to one day see what like a forest is like in America, you know, probably full of bears.
The forest one is easy. That's just, you could just walk out my front door and just go to the edge of my yard and that I live in the forest. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm surrounded by woods.
I want to see. I'm jealous.
We're right on the edge of a state park too.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to see that. That sounds amazing. I'm not one of those people who's like, I want to go shopping. I don't. I want to see, like, I want to look at what markings you have on your roads because I'm really weird. And I find that like, the really stupid things really interesting because obviously it's so different to my country. I just like to explore, really. This is something that I won't ever probably be able to do, but I hope one day I can. I really want to see what it's like to drive a car in America. But, like, obviously, I'd have to rent a car and have insurance and stuff, you know, so not breaking the law. But I think it'd be really cool to see what it's like to drive on the other side of the road. Although, there's probably a good chance I'd crash. But, hey, it's all in a good day, right?
I was going to say, you know, I would just, you know, let you drive my truck if I have my truck back by then. But then you're like, there's a good chance I'll crash. It's like, well,
you know, I meant because of the fact that I don't know your road layout, but I'm assuming I would figure it out. Unless your truck's a manual, in which case, don't even go anywhere near it.
No, that one's, it's an automatic, although I do know how to drive manual.
I mean, I obviously do because I'm British, but I hate them. They're awful. And I'm not legally allowed to drive them either because I pass it in automatic cars. So you're not allowed to drive a manual car when you pass automatic in the UK. But I do know how to, but they give me anxiety, so I don't like it. I want to drive a truck. I've never driven a truck before. That's a great idea. Here, you've never driven a truck before, ever. You only drive electric cars and don't know how to drive gas cars. I don't know if there's any difference, because I've never driven one. And also, here's a different country where the roads are different, where they don't use roundabouts very often, and you're on the other side of the road, and you don't know any of the road signs or markings, and they drive faster. Good luck. Just sort of see how it goes. I think that it would be worrying because if you crashed a car in someone else's car, then that would be really complicated for the insurance purposes. But I am intrigued now. I do need to come, and I will. I am determined. I mean, I don't know why I say I will. I could literally come whenever I want because I work from home. It's you know, I don't have specific holidays or anything or vacation time. But life, isn't it? Life gets complicated, doesn't it? Now, before we finish off today, I do want to say I really, really like that you just said that you're going to start streaming, and I'm gonna bother you about it now all the time until you do.
Oh boy!
I think that you should stream more with me and Rob as well.
Yep, I agree.
And I think Rob should stream more too.
I mean, the only reason I don't stream like when you guys are streaming or like. Like when we do like the holiday streams and stuff, there's already so many people streaming that I don't want to like. To me, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to pull people from other people's channels.
Well, then.
And I would feel like personally, I mean, I would get discouraged. I won't lie. When I stream for the X amount of hours and there's only like two people viewing me, and that's. You know, me and Rob.
Well, we've all got to start somewhere, but I would say that if you are interested, you could always start streaming and then say to us, hey, I want to stream on this day. Do you want to join? And we'll say, yeah. And then we can play with you on a stream separate to the ones that we normally do.
Yeah, I mean, the only other issue with that is a lot of the games that I would want to play are probably a bit scary. a bit gory for, you, say, your audience.
Yeah, but then I don't tell them that we're live and I just go and play it, because this is the thing, is I don't get to play these games on my own channel, so I like to join in with other people's, because that's the only time I get to play with people. Because I could only play, like, Overwatch is like the farthest I can go in terms of playing games on my streams. So I love it when other streamers invite me to join their streams, because I get to play games that I love, but without the pressure of knowing that I can't show my audience this. And sometimes, I don't know, maybe you guys, I don't know if you feel this way, Rob. I don't know if you would, Webby, but I sometimes like it knowing that there's people around watching to chat and stuff. I like showing people what I'm doing when I'm playing, and sometimes more than just playing on my own. And I can't do that though anymore. Like, I used to, but I can't do that anymore. The only time I can get away with it is when I reserve it specifically for, like, the Halloween and Christmas streams. Otherwise, I never get to play anything else. And the only reason I get away with that is because it's for charity. I never get to play anything otherwise. So, like, when people like Tamara, like, you want to play Phasma with me? Or when, like, people invite me to play stuff, I'm like, yeah, let's do it, because I can't play those on my own channel. So it gives me an opportunity to play them. So you wouldn't necessarily be doing that. And also, whenever I invite people to stuff, if, say, I'm just playing, like, Overwatch or something with Rob, then I don't mind. And normally what I'll do is I end my stream a little bit earlier so that I can raid Rob to get, like, people to go over there, which I noticed that there's some people now just going to Rob's and watching, which is nice, like Minty and stuff, and other people that just, like, come. I am just kidding about stealing them, by the way.
I knew you were.
I enjoy that people... I want people to come to you and watch you and support your streams and stuff. I want you to be able to be successful. So it's nice when I see, like, I didn't have to say this time, like, you should go watch this. I see they've already come, you know, or they've, like, chosen to watch you. Or even they could open up a multi-switch and watch both of us. Some people do. I get people that say that I'm watching one of you on my phone and one on my PC, you know, or things like that. Or they'll open two tabs and mute one so they can hear the audio from both of us, but then they've got, like, both playing. And I like that. And I think it's nice. What I do, though, if I'm joining, say if Rob invited me to play Dead by Daylight, which he wouldn't, but you know what I mean, if he did, and I was going to join in, I would share it with my audience on my Discord, but I always put, like, a little thing where I just, like, tag it, and I'm like, just so you know, this game's a bit gory and there might be some swearing, you know, and then they can choose if they want to come, and if they don't want to, they don't have to, which most of them weren't, but some of them do, and it's nice. And then we get, like, people like Minty, who are now, like, really active and around all the time. So you're not going to, like, disadvantage anybody if you want to invite us to come by at other times, even if you want to play different games. In actual fact, I need to do more things that aren't working all the time. And often, I don't want to play games on my own because it's boring. So unless people invite me, I usually just don't. So actually, it would be a good thing. Because there are a lot of games I want to play, but never get to play.
Name one.
You put me on the spot, which is really
rude. I know. Right. Well.
I can tell you if you give me a second to look at my Steam. Because I have a bunch of games in here. For example, I really want to play GTA again. I want to play races specifically. Not like open world where we all kill each other by accident. Like actual races. I enjoy those. But nobody ever wants to do that. And I can't do that on my own streams. I want to play... I'd love to... Well, this one is for Christmas, but I'd like to play Gang Beasts again. But it's okay, because that's going to be... I'll have that itch scratched when we go play at Christmas. Which is not necessarily a bad game anyway, but you know. The new Left 4 Dead game, what's it called? It's not called Left 4 Dead. They called it something
else.
Back
for Blood.
That's the one. I never got to play it. Never been able to play it because I can't, because of my audience. So
anytime you want to play that, I'll play that with you. I have that.
I never played it, so I don't know how far I'll be good at it, but I could try. I've got so many games.
See, like a lot of the games that I gravitate towards are ones like 7 Days to Die is one that I was considering streaming.
I
as
like
well.
7 Days to Die. Don't have anyone to play it with.
But like Rob very much dislikes survival crafting games.
I don't. I like survival crafting games.
It's true.
I've played a ridiculous amount of Ark. What else have I got? I want to play Dread Hunger again, but we can't play that because our friends get too mad at each other.
Webby doesn't like lying.
Well, no, the thing is, I would be fine playing that game if people didn't get mad. But I honestly feel like some of the people that we would play with would legitimately get upset.
Some of our friends can't not get mad. Some of them do get too irritated. And when they're passive aggressive, it makes each other upset. So yeah,
One of those ones where it's like, you know, I would kill somebody and then they might get upset, like legitimately mad. And then it'd be like, well, was I wrong? And they're like, no, but that's not the point. It's like, it kind of is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, Among Us and stuff like that, the whole point is to lie to each other and mess with each other and like ruin each other's day. That's kind of the whole point of the games. But some people definitely just don't handle it well. And so that's why we're not putting them in the schedules anymore. But I can't, off the top of my head, it's hard to think of, but there are a bunch of different games that I really want to play that my audience would never watch. And also sometimes it's games where I don't know I want to play them until someone invites me. But then once they invite me, I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds really fun. I love horror games. I love spooky stuff for a start, and I never get to play that. So
I mean, I won't lie. I wouldn't mind playing Phasmophobia more often so I can get a little bit better at it.
Well, I think Webby needs to stream. And then, and Rob, more too. I'm gonna, don't worry, baby, I'll be on Rob's case too.
Yeah, get on Rob's case.
Listen, I just did the stream with you and Donnie, and I'm doing one on Wednesday, and I'm doing Christmas whenever the lights get here, because they've been delayed. Plus, I ordered multicolor, because you complained that purple was not a Christmas color, even though you don't like Christmas.
Okay.
All you right. Complained about the Christmas no. lights that he chose, even though you don't
no.
care.
No, 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 no. Okay, I need to clear this up. Rob's, he's like, oh, I got a tree and whatever. And I was like, did you get lights? He's like, yeah, they're purple. I was like, just purple? He's like, yeah. I was like, that's not very Christmassy. Because to me, Christmas lights are like multicolored lights and that, you know, they, whatever. Generally like red, green, you know, Christmas colors. To me, like having just purple lights is just okay. Yeah, you got purple lights for your room. That's, you didn't get Christmas lights. You got just purple lights. That's all.
Okay. You have some interesting ideas about Christmas. Particularly
Am I wrong?
Somebody who doesn't care about Christmas. Yes, I think you are a bit wrong. I think that purple lights are fine because my Christmas tree last year was a white Christmas tree with pink and purple lights.
Multicolored.
But only pink and purple.
Still multicolored.
I mean, you could barely tell they were multicolored. They were almost exactly the same.
You know, I could understand putting like white lights up because, okay, then yeah, it's like snow or whatever, but...
I'm feeling
just a solid...
Webby.
What?
I feel
Listen,
a bit
how am I on the defensive all of a sudden?
Honestly,
let's
I'm
take a poll.
To see. Let's take a poll. Yeah. Okay. All those in favor of Webby being the issue, say aye.
I didn't say a poll between just you two.
Webby, you lost the poll. I'm sorry to say. The early people present voted against you.
This is why I will always remain a Grinch.
Well,
hang whatever colored lights you want in there.
No, I told you, I ordered multicolored lights because I thought about it and I was like,
and you realized I was right?
No, he's trying to help you enjoy Christmas and make an effort.
No, hold on. What was that, Rob? I didn't hear you.
Yep, Webby was right.
Oh, God, you simp. Well, it's always a pleasure.
But no, I did think about it, and I was like, well, I could just use the purple lights and hang them up wherever, because I like purple. And then I was like, and then I could put multi... I'm going to try the purple lights first on the tree and see how they look. And then if I'm like, nah, he's right, this isn't very Christmassy, then I'll do the multicolors, but we'll see.
You could always hang the purple one somewhere else in the background so you can see them behind your camera.
Yeah,
I might run the purple one up along the ceiling.
Yeah, I might put the purple ones up all, like, year-round, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because then you can light up for the background of your stream. I miss my stream backdrop from last year. My old room was really small, but it allowed for such a gorgeous stream backdrop. And I hate my stream backdrop now. And I just don't know what I can do to it to make it better again, because I genuinely hate it. But it feels impossible to improve it because I actually don't know what I could do because of the room layout that I have. But it makes me really sad because my old backdrop was just so nice. I'm thinking about maybe getting one of those room dividers, you know, like the Oriental style, like things that used to get changed behind and stuff.
Yeah, privacy screen.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I'm thinking about getting something like that I can put up and down behind me each time I stream, just so that it has like a solid backdrop, if that makes sense.
But then you won't be able to see the pandas.
That's a good point. I don't know what to do then, because I just don't like the backdrop. I hate the way that it sinks into the wall at one side, like it's not long enough. I don't know. I just find it difficult to organize this room and make it look nice. I think it'd be nice if maybe there was some shelves behind me to like put all plushies in and stuff, you know?
Right. I mean, that's fixable. You can just put up a shelf.
Thanks, Webby. I feel much better now. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I'll just get like a medical privacy screen. I can make it look like a hospital. That'd be fine, wouldn't it? Right.
And then when people ask, just be like, yeah, you're streaming from the, what'd you call it? An A&ER or something?
A&E. Accident emergency, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, I have a green screen, but I just think they don't look as nice. I like seeing like the backdrop behind people. I think it's more exciting than a green screen. I don't
My
know.
Backdrop is just a large black blanket.
Why?
Just so that way, because my computer faces pretty much the rest of the house, so you can see anytime Rob would come out of his room, he'd be walking in the background. You can see into part of my kitchen and the dining room table with all the random stuff on it. Because my computer's out. Yeah, my computer's out in the actual like living space.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you don't have it in your room. I remember.
Right.
Why don't you have it in your room?
My room's too small.
Ah, okay. I used to be so squashed in my room with my computer in there. I used to literally be like, I guess like mushed in because the chair was like so against the bottom of my bed. I had no space. And it's kind of weird now because I have the space, but don't know how to use it. If that makes sense.
I feel like I'm going to run into that problem because we plan on putting an addition on the house, which is going to be where my new room goes. And I feel like it's going to be a little bit bigger. And
so do you own the house?
Technically. My mom's the owner, but we live here.
And is your mom the one planning to add the addition to the house?
Yeah, well, her and me, yeah.
Right. That sounds like fun. But where are you going to sleep while you're having the addition put on? Hang on. Are you adding an extra room on?
Yes.
So you're going to keep the other one?
Yeah.
What for?
Well, either a guest bedroom or once the addition's on, that might become a different part of the house. That's where me and my mom are conflicting because she wants to move excess things around that I don't feel need to be moved around. It's
right.
Just gonna be more of a headache and more costly.
I see. Exciting, though. Now I want to know how your house is laid out.
It's small.
Don't need a big house. I mean, I'm British. We live in small houses, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty normal to us. I 100%. I have a video coming out on Wednesday on my vlog channel. I'll show you a clip of it in a bit of a studio apartment I stayed in when I went away for the weekend with my mom. I could live in that. 100% could live in that. It's all in one room and obviously just a separate bathroom. But I 100% could live in that space. I do not need something huge. It's really nice. I would really love it personally. So. Yeah, I don't think it really matters. It depends on you as a person, doesn't it, I guess, and on what you want. But it's exciting that you guys are going to get more space. Yay.
Yeah.
You could get a third roomie.
Possibly.
Yeah. That's what I told Webby this morning. I had a dream that Donnie moved in with us.
Oh. Where does Donnie live?
Kentucky.
Why would he want to move there?
Because we're awesome.
Doesn't he have a job and stuff that he can't leave?
Maybe. It was a dream. What do you want from me?
Well, you know what they say about dreams. Wishful thinking and all that.
Yeah.
In 5 years' time, me living in your house with you. But no, I'm not good enough for a dream, am I? So it doesn't matter. I'm not good enough for you to dream about living with me.
Listen, we're kicking out the upstairs people. We'll have plenty of space for more.
Wait, you actually?
Yeah, hopefully. It's very, very soon.
Wait, does your mom own the upstairs too?
Yeah, she owns the whole house and property.
Ah, so what are you going to do with the upstairs if you kick them out there?
Rent it out.
To some new people?
Yep.
If I could actually live in America, I can't, obviously. If I could, I feel like I would 100% be like, let's do it. That'd be so fun. Imagine how fun that would be.
Now, why couldn't you?
I don't have a visa to live in America. Do you know how hard it is?
America is so hard to get a visa. The only way you can get one is like a YouTuber. Obviously, if you've got a job lined up, it's easier. But if you're going to be employed by somebody, but I'm not, I'm self-employed. To get one as like YouTubers, you need to either get married or earn like a ridiculous amount of money.
Married, you say, huh?
I'm not going to marry someone just for a visa. But you need, you need like to earn a lot. You have to earn a lot because America has to feel like what you're going to pay in tax is worth them giving you a visa, basically. In order to live there. And I think it would just be a lot of hoops to jump through. It would be really complicated. Now, I am allowed to come there for up to 6 months, though. And my work, I'm self-employed and my work's online. So no one can stop me making an income while I'm there, you know? But I'm right. Permanently, after 6 months, I'd have to leave and I can come back again a few months later. But like, I wouldn't be able to actually officially live there, if that makes sense. But I do know people who have like friends and they go and stay with them for like 6 months and they come home for a few months and they go back again and stay there for like 6 months again. That's what a lot of people do when they online date and stuff, you know, when they're like dating from long distance until they get married and can actually move in together. They'll like go and stay there for a while with each other and then come back and vice versa.
Yeah. So,
you can definitely visit for long term, but I think having your computer on your back would not be very useful to have a having to travel it all the time. I mean, obviously, if you were going to do it often, you'd probably have one in each location, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I definitely want to visit you guys. That's for sure. And stop putting that off. I need to actually do that. Because that'll be fun. And then you can show me around and it'll be exciting. And then I can tell all the other Americans why they're idiots too. I mean, that'll work out really well if I like go to people in public and be like, you're stupid. I definitely won't get shot. All right. So anyways, thank you for joining me. It was very nice to have you guys. you were right, weren't you, when you said that it just devolves into just total garbage, doesn't it? You just end up talking about complete crap.
Yep.
But sometimes that's very interesting, though. You know,
we started talking about games, and then we got—I think we mentioned one game, and we went off completely and didn't ever go back to that. Like it happens. Yeah.
We just started talking about somehow I'm moving to America. I think that's what the conclusion was. All right, thank you so much for joining me. Do you want to remind people where they can find you again?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at Confessor_X and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX.
Yeah.
And you can go search for our podcast, Simply Unprofessional, everywhere that you can find a podcast and on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining me, guys. I appreciate it. You all know where to find me if you're here, because there's no way you just found this podcast by mistake, because I'm not interesting enough for that to happen. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a review or whatever you can do. I think on Apple Podcasts, you can leave reviews. I don't think you can on Spotify. I think you can follow the podcast, though, and subscribe to it for free, so do that. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.